Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Starring 94.1.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen.
The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
All right, my constant struggle in life is that I am too weird to be in public. But I have a public job. Like, I have to be in public. Kelly Cheese called me out at the last event we were at.
I didn't call you out. Captain Crunch called you out to me. And he was like, oh, my God, Jeff is so awkward. He's literally spinning in circles right now.
Yeah!
And I look around, and there's a listener trying to talk to both of you guys. And Jeff is like...
It's not an exaggeration.
Jeff Dollar is the king of awkward.
What is it about just like face-to-face contact, eye contact that makes you nervous?
I'm just bad at society. It's not my strong suit, okay?
Well, I think a lot of people feel like they get you. Because we all feel awkward in some cases. Yours is just in every case.
Well, if you're an awkward, if you are an awkward person... I am your hero today because I have raised the bar to a whole new level. And it all happened after I tried to go get a snack after being out drinking on Saturday night.
So you're trying to soak it up on Sunday.
Yep.
You're just trying to feel a little bit better.
I'm going to go out for a snack. So I left the restaurant without my food. With something that doesn't belong to me and definitely not something that I brought in.
Okay. So you stole something from the restaurant?
Yep.
Intentionally or accidentally?
Both.
It's hard to say without knowing. Is that your answer?
So let me set the scene. And then, Jen, I want you to look at what I have in my possession.
Okay.
So I'm going to set the scene. You look at it. And then I'll tell the story of I got it.
Okay, can you tell us where you went?
Yeah, I went to the drive-thru of Wendy's.
Okay.
Because you know what would have been great?
A Frosty?
With some fries.
Oh, yeah, dipping the fries right into the Frosty it's ketchup.
Yeah. Yeah, Jen.
Because you get a little salty, little potatoes to soak up the alcohol, but then you get a little sweet, a little cold.
Sounds like a great plan.
Help you with how hot it is outside.
Sounds like an awesome plan for someone who can function around other people. So I pull up to the speaker and I go, hey, I'd like a medium chocolate frosty because let's face it, the vanilla ones are stupid. Chocolate frosty.
I didn't even know they made vanilla.
OG, chocolate. So I get a medium chocolate frosty and an order of fries. And as I'm making the move from the speaker to the window, I think to myself, oh, I should also get a Coke. So when I get to the window, I say to the woman, may I add a small Coke to that order, please? And she says, sure. And immediately hands me a straw and a napkin, which I reach up and grab.
Okay.
I thought also in my hand was the freaking spoon for the Frosty.
Okay.
And I thought she wasn't letting go of it in some sort of weird jokey way.
Okay. Like she was going to play tug of war with you with the spoon, the Frosty spoon. Like, gotcha.
That's what I thought because I'm stupid.
Okay.
Rachel, please present Exhibit A to Jen.
Okay. What was in her hand? Oh, no, you did not. That is a fingernail. That is a really beautiful fingernail. A blue and pink and glitter stripe in between the blue and pink fake fingernail.
You took off her fingernail.
I pulled so hard.
Oh, no!
Oh, my God!
That I pulled the straw in the napkin and her fingernail off.
So Jeff. Hard. You put it in your car. How long did it take you to realize it was a fingernail?
Immediately, because she said, that's my fingernail.
So,
wait, you didn't give it back?
I was going to say
no, I panicked and drove.
Did you get your Frosty?
No, I got a straw. a napkin.
And a fingernail.
And a fingernail. And I paid for it.
Okay, you can move the fingernail away now because that's really close to me.
That's so gross. That's so
gross. Did you say you were sorry?
No!
You didn't say anything. You just looked at the fingernail and then you hit the gas pedal.
Yes!
You are the most awkward person on the planet and rude.
So this right here is my trophy for being awkward.
You owe her an apology.
And a manicure.
Seriously, dude, you gotta go back to that Wendy's.
No way! I'm done.
Yes way!
I'm done with Frosties for life.
Okay, you girls.
Mm-hmm.
We have got to go back and get her a manicure.
Y'all can. I can't show my face.
Yes. We're going to kidnap you and put you in the back seat when we go apologize to her for your awkwardness and get that woman a manicure. No. Oh, my God. That is the worst ever.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.